Con Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. But, oh, actually, it's WGN everywhere right now. Soon to be on 720 WGN after the White Sox game. We are on the CLTV, though, and that's the important thing. That is the CLTV. That's what everybody, that's what America needs. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody agrees
that's right,
on it. Yeah,
of course.
That's what they need. Right now, Congressman Adam Kinzinger is joining us. And, Congressman, thank you so much for being with us. I got to ask you a question. I don't know if you saw this. I don't have an opportunity to catch up on your television viewing this morning. But the president was on the Fox Business Network. And he sat down with, called in to Maria Bartiromo's show. And he went after the Fed chairman, saying basically that the Fed chairman, he hired the Fed chairman, he's his guy, and now he's embarrassing him, and he just doesn't understand, and he's... Do we have the audio? Let me just play this for you.
We have a man that doesn't do anything for us.
Yeah.
We're sitting there, and we stay. He should have never raised the rates to the level that he raised them.
Well, he said he's not going to get pushed around by political. He said, you know, he basically suggested yesterday, I'm not going to get pushed around.
He's trying to prove how tough he is, because he's not going to get pushed around.
Yeah.
He's a guy, nobody ever heard of him before, and now I made him, and he wants to show how tough he is, okay? Let him show how tough he is. He's not doing a good job.
He stopped short. Stopped a little short there. I thought he was going to go. He actually called. He pulled himself back. I'm uncomfortable with the president calling out the Fed chairman. What's the reaction on the Hill?
We always can talk about these fun things. Look, I've said it over and over again. I like the president's policies. I don't like some of the tone. I think he needs to be more presidential, right? And I think this is one of those cases. I think having an independent Fed is actually pretty important because they can see trends. They don't always get it right. Maybe they didn't get it right this time. I don't know. But, you know, when you have a growing economy, without getting into boring monetary policy, you end up, because the Fed flooded the economy with money during the recession, which is important to do, you increase the supply. But at some point, you have to pull that supply back to, you know, reduce inflation and keep the economy from overheating. And it also gives you more bullets in the gun to use if you hit inevitably another recession. So, look, I don't think that, and I think it's kind of been history that typically presidents don't speak out against the Fed.
Yeah.
But
so far,
there's a lot of stuff that, you know, that's kind of been changed in the last few years on that. So, yeah, I'm uncomfortable with it, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Okay.
That's the best I can tell you.
Yeah. All right. That's about what I'd say about it, too. It is what it is. I'm not quite sure what to do about it. But, it's, you know, he is his own guy, right? I mean, that's the one thing. He's, you know, if you anticipate he's going to do one thing, because that's what past presidents have done, just throw that out right out the window. This is going to go the other way.
Yeah. Some people love that about him. I think there's some benefit to the level of transparency that he is in terms of, you know, saying what he's thinking. But at the same time, I just, you know, in the long run, we need to, I think, create an environment where we can talk to each other and respect each other again.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about what's happening in the Middle East. You've got some of the cabinet out in the Middle East right now trying to figure this situation out. We and the Iranians are, you know, at loggerheads. It seems like there is a moment where the tensions get very high. There was a Twitter exchange. And again, will World War III really start on Twitter? It may. Because the Iranians calling us out on Twitter and then the president calling them out on Twitter. Where do you think this is heading?
So, first off, I actually don't have any problem, and I said this too with North Korea, with the president's rhetoric on this, because if you look at it, he's actually matching the rhetoric of Iran. And I think in this case, you know, Iran needs to know that they're treading on thin ice. I mean, they really got a gift by the president not striking them. I don't think he will hold back again, because I think he's taken enough, you know, kind of criticism and about that, and I think he realized the need. So I think it's going to be a spotty summer. So I think it's going to be a little bit of this back and forth. Obviously, they're claiming that on July 8th, they're going to start enriching uranium past what's been prohibited. The reality of it is this, though. The sanctions are absolutely working, and you have a destabilized, nervous Iranian government. The Iranian people, by and large, actually are not blaming Trump for the economy. They're blaming their government, because when they got a big influx of money, they spent it on forays into the Middle East, and still their roads and bridges and everything crumbled. And as we know, the Iran has a very rich history, and it's, you know, hotbed of a lot of inventions and civilization. So I think it's going to be some back and forth. I think eventually when cooler heads prevail, which may take some time, I think we will enter negotiations, find a way for everybody to save face. And ultimately, my hope is that we get a deal that is a longer deal on nuclear weapons, but also includes Iran's behavior in the Middle East. And I think that's what hopefully is the final end goal here.
And then North Korea also on Twitter going after not the president, but going after Mike Pompeo. And, yeah. You know, Kim Jong-un's, whoever his guy is who handles Twitter for him, basically calling out Pompeo and saying that we're again at a very tense moment. And the president they referred to Donald Trump as supreme leader, by the way, of the United States on Twitter, which it makes me slightly uncomfortable.
I'll tell Kim that. So you want me to do it again?
Yes, thank you. You do it on Twitter. Hey, he's not. He's the president, duly elected president.
But listen here, Kim.
What do you do though about it makes me a little uncomfortable that the president though is. It seems like they're just trying to play nice with each other to keep their dialogue going, but is that going to be enough?
No, and, look, I think we have to continue. And, the sanctions are still biting North Korea. I think with the trade war with China, which actually I think the trade war needed to happen 30 years ago, and we need to win it. China has been very lax on the enforcement of this, so there's got to be ways to deal with that. I think what Kim is doing is trying to, in essence, get a message to Trump to try to create a division between him and Pompeo, basically saying, look, we're all in, but we don't like Mike Pompeo. I've talked to Pompeo. I'm pretty close with him. I found out some very interesting stories about his first meeting with Kim when he was, CIA director. And so I think what he's trying to do is just create a division there because, and this is part of the byproduct of the pullback Iran strike, everybody knew that the president's cabinet was unanimous in recommending a strike. Then when the president pulled back, I think Kim saw that and said, maybe the president doesn't trust his advisors. Here's an opportunity. I don't know that because obviously Kim and I aren't buddies, but that's my kind of gut feeling of what happened there.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent observation. I think that's the whole world is looking at that. Mm-hmm. Isn't it possible that the Europeans, the president went after Europe? Actually, the president went after Vietnam today in that interview with Fox Business Network.
I didn't even watch the interview.
There are trade tensions that are going to be popping up around the world here. Are you concerned that there are going to be leaders who are going to try to separate the president from his own cabinet? And is it possible to do?
Yeah, I do fear that a little bit, and I do think it's, I don't know, possible, but it can create that. The president is, he's very focused, very determined to get that one. And actually, if you meet with him in person, he's one of the nicest guys you'll meet, knows everything about you, and I think he's way smarter than people give him credit for. The problem is, in some cases, people will give him advice, and he kind of goes to what the last person says. And but I still think his decision on Iran, even though I disagree with it, was rational. I just think what was actually wrong was his kind of explaining all his thought process. I think that was something that actually could create that moment where it looked like weakness.
All right. Anything fun happening in Washington? Would you like to tell us about something fun happening? And what you said you want to talk about fun things.
Yeah, tonight's the congressional baseball game. So, it's probably on C-SPAN, the Ocho. But the cool thing about it, it's the Republicans against Democrats. I don't play anymore because they practice for 3 months at 6 o'clock in the morning. And actually, I am at work right around then, but I'm not going to do it going and playing baseball. But it's
that,
nice,
by the way,
fun, and
is the
charity.
Congressman, that is, by the way, the worst excuse I have ever heard in my life. I'm at work. No, don't worry about it. I'm at work. I just you got to go with it.
I pulled
a rotator
actually.
Cuff.
I come in pretty early.
I'm pretty early,
and I read. I read stuff, but I'm going to take a selfie tomorrow when I'm in here. I'll send it to you.
Why don't you just call me when you get into the office? So let's see if I'm still up.
I'm rolling back from the bar, yeah.
Yeah. So the question that... that I think a lot of people have here is you played for how many years on this?
I played for 2 years.
And what position did you play?
Left field.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I got the only hit 1 year for the Republicans, and somebody else got the MVP. So that's maybe part of why I don't play anymore.
Yeah, okay, I get it. I understand.
I mean,
yeah. What is the...
that all feeds into the narrative.
Who's got the best arm? Who's the star? Who are the aces?
Richmond. Cedric Richmond of the Democrats, great pitcher. He's getting older, though. And then we have a new guy, Stube, from Florida, that supposedly is pretty good. We'll see tonight. Supposedly this is the best team we've fielded in 10 years. We used to win every year. We've lost all but 1 year of the last 10. I think we're going to take it back. And by the way, it's not slow-pitch baseball. It's not slow-pitch softball. It is at Nats Field, and it's a real fast-pitch baseball game. It's really fun. So
wait till we get some...
Tune into the Ocho.
Wait till we get some Dominican congressmen. I'm telling you, it's going to change everything.
Listen, man, we make our decisions on who we're going to run candidates against based on who's too good on the Democrats and who can we recruit to play baseball on the Republicans.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Republicans are going to meet Dominicans. I don't know how you're going to get them. Or maybe a Venezuelan infielder or something. I don't know.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, we can find something. Yeah. Got to be something.
Right.
Puerto Rican, actually, get a Puerto Rican.
Yeah, we get a Puerto Rican.
It's kind of legal. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Congressman. Appreciate it. All right, bye. Here he goes.
You think our
Call me in the morning. Bye.
You think our guy Nick's taking any action on the congressional baseball game?
Oh, God. Oh, God. I got minus 150 on the Democrats.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Okay, we'll see what goes on there. He thinks the Republicans are going to win. I don't know why.
He sounds confident. They got to be streaming that somewhere. I might keep an eye on
that. Oh, no, that's on TV. I think he's right. I think it is on C-SPAN. It's on somewhere.
Yeah, because it wasn't... Yeah. I think last year I watched...
Remember, they put it out after the shooting.
Right,
couple years,
that's what
2 years ago. But this, the last... I believe that this thing has always run on C-SPAN, which is a kind of a ridiculous use of the C-SPAN channel. I'd rather watch Books Week or whatever the hell they do, where they have like book notes or whatever the hell that show is, where they're always talking about. And Abraham Lincoln, as many people now know, they believe he had irritable bowel syndrome. That's on page 76 of my book.
And it's definitely C-SPAN, 7 p.m. Eastern time.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll keep an eye on that. I'll report. I'll put it in my sports report tomorrow. I'll lead with that. I want a benches clearing brawl. That's what I want.
And this is
somebody throwing at somebody.
It's up against the Democratic debate, which what they should do. You know, the first Democratic debate should just be a 100-yard dash. Is what it should be. Who gets and it's the first five people to cross the line,
like an arm wrestling challenge or something like that. Yeah, I like that.
Right.
Because does it really matter? You know what I mean? Just weed some of them out.
We'll give you 2 minutes to argue if you hit a home run. Per home run, 2 minutes.
I think Elizabeth Warren, she's got a big stride.
Sneaky speed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got
Field, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's going to be in the top. I think that takes Bernie right out. I don't think Bernie's going to try. He's going to be good for the first 5 meters. And then after that, it's all over.
Buttigieg, he looks like one of those guys you're not sure if he's running from something or actually jogging when he's like running around on a track or something.
Oh, he's going to be fine. He's making the top five on that.
He seems like someone that
sneaky,
would pace himself.
Sneaky, horrible form from Buttigieg. I can just feel it.
Buttigieg. All right. Kim, what's happening in the news at the top of the hour?